Before we begin this week's A Story Told, I'd like to remind you that this week is KMUN's Spring Pledge Drive. Michael's show has a $250 challenge grant from a friend of North Coast Watershed Protection. Call us now at 503-325-0010 or go online to KMUN.org and donate. You can mail us a check to KMUN, P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon, 97103. Thank you so much for your support.
Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. It seems as though each month of every year is parochially dedicated to some segment of humanity, which is most likely a custom as ancient as dividing time into seconds, seasons, years, and paydays. And this month of March especially attempts to represent the entire female chronicle of the species, the crown being the eighth day of this month, designated International Women's Day. Contrarily, March as Women's History Month, not particularly subtly, seems to imply the rest of a year's months are not concerned with her story. Today's program is once again more or less a repeat broadcast honoring Women's History Month with a manifesto from the 1991 World Women's Congress for a Healthy Planet. Women are the mothers of Earth. These privileged few, as they considered themselves, women from all nations issued this woman-ifesto as necessary recommendations to enhance environmental quality as well as human equality as we all literally and figuratively march into this new millennium's second quarter century. Women are the mothers of Earth, by the World Women's Congress for a Healthy Planet, with a quote by Judy Grann. I swear it to you on my common woman's head, the common woman is as common as a common loaf of bread and will rise. We believe that a healthy and sustainable environment is contingent upon respect for human rights, participatory democracy, self-determination of peoples, respect for indigenous peoples and their lands, cultures, traditions, and the protection of all species. We believe that basic human rights include access to clean air and water, food, shelter, health, and well-being. These rights are currently denied to millions of people, the overwhelming majority of whom are women. We are deeply troubled by the increasing inequities in the quality of life of those living in the industrialized nations and those of the so-called developing nations. We are outraged by the disparity between our children's nutrition, well-being, education, and opportunities for a full and productive life. We condemn the racism and disrespect of diversity on which this inequity feeds. We equate lack of political and individual will among world leaders, the great majority of whom are men, with a lack of basic morality and spiritual values and an absence of responsibility towards future generations. Based on economic growth and ludicrous investments in weaponry, the current development model has wrought human and environmental degradation and destruction. Unbridled consumerism of the industrialized nations leads to unjust exploitation of the human and natural resources of poor nations, which results in co-opting governments and the political process for the benefit of the few. We come together to pledge our commitment to the empowerment of women, the central and powerful force in the search for equity between and among the peoples of the earth, and for a balance between them and the life support systems which sustain us all. We appeal to all women and men to join in this call for profound and immediate transformation in human values and activities. Recognizing that nature is not limited by national sovereignty or boundaries, and that environmental degradation is global. Observing the worldwide social and environmental consequences of development based solely on economic growth measurements. Recognizing the creative diversity of our culture, class, race, and the ecosystems and political structures within which we live. Believing that the world's indigenous peoples have long been denied basic human rights or acknowledgement of their contributions to world culture. And recognizing the interconnectedness of women, the environment, economic policies, development strategies, social justice, and the survival of all species, we will demand full and equal participation for women and men in public policy analyses, government decision-making, implementation, administration, and funding at international and community levels. We urge each other to seek to achieve a critical mass in government and non-governmental policymaking leadership positions, adopting the 60-40 formula, no more than 60% or no less than 40% of either sex, as a guide to our empowerment. We demand that all governments comply with the requirements of the Nairobi Forward-Looking Strategies and the United Nations Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Recognizing the current moral and ethical double standards applied to environment, development, women's participation, and social justice throughout the world, and distressed that policy planners and political representatives have such barren instruments, systems of national accounts, on which to make all major economic and environmental decisions, we will work for the adoption of an international code of environmental conduct for business and industry, for governments, for UN agencies, and for non-governmental organizations, which will include regulations on biotechnical genetic engineering. We will organize monitoring systems that will hold institutions and states accountable for their actions, products, and policies. We call for a reappraisal of national income accounts to reflect the balance between constructive and destructive production. We totally oppose environmental accounting and the commodification of free gifts of nature, which is a quote. We demand time use studies of women's work, household, cottage industries, subsistence agriculture, child care, elder care, volunteer community service. We require governments, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and lending agencies to establish environmental audits with which every proposal must comply before implementation of loans. We will endorse new proposals of international law, including strict liability for environmental harms and non-adversarial dispute resolution mechanisms to compensate victims. Aware that the gross inequities in land tenure and ownership are primary causes of social injustice, poverty of women and their children, homelessness, and environmental degradation, and the dispossession of indigenous people. Aware that land ownership and control is becoming increasingly polarized, recognizing that current agricultural policies in the North and in the South are uprooting and displacing land-based communities and are diverting land from food production to cash crops for exports, and recognizing that in many communities the nutrition of a family is dependent upon women's ability to produce a family and domestic market food products, and that because women and children are an estimated 1 billion people in the world who go hungry every night. Women's access to food and land tenure and ownership must be regarded as a basic human right. We will call on the United Nations, governments, and non-governmental organizations to cease discriminating practices which limit women's access to land and other resources, to increase allocation of resources which enhance food security and provide appropriate technologies which reduce women's work. We will strive to create awareness about the environmental impact of land use technologies, guided by immediate profit at the cost of long-term sustainability and productivity. We will search for ways to strengthen agricultural research of indigenous foods and conservation of local crop varieties. Concerned by the deterioration of habitats and ecosystems that are home to billions of species with which we share the earth, and realizing the tragic loss of species upon which our interdependent ecosystem depends, recognizing the treasure of plant and animal knowledge, which is tended and passed on by the indigenous peoples of the world, knowing the attempt of commercial interests of the North to control the natural heritage of species of the South through gene banks, aware that genetically engineered organisms released into the environment pose a threat to diversity. We call for immediate and direct regulation of research and development in biotechnology. We recommend that the testing and release of organisms be done only in the country of origin, and that biotechnology products which are not yet approved or which are restricted in their country of origin be prohibited from sale elsewhere. We recommend that there be no patenting of life forms to protect against the commercial exploitation of the genetic resources of the South. We will work for a ban on bovine growth hormone and a boycott of milk products with that hormone. We recommend that new technologies be improved, not only on the basis of efficacy and safety, but also their social and economic impacts. We demand that the risks of biotechnology be widely available in clear layperson's language. We will support indigenous people in their efforts to protect their natural environment. Believing it is a basic human right to have access to unbiased information about the quality of the environment in which we live, and recognizing that the risk that the media may become dominated by forces which perpetuate a worldview that ignores cultural diversity and integrity, believing that only through wide dissemination of information on environmental and developmental issues will we be able to confront the challenges of environmental decline. Aware that information concerning the environmental and health impact of military and industrial byproducts are often classified as secret for national security or proprietary reasons, we demand that the UN monitor all activities of governments that threaten the environment, including space and ocean probing, and make information about such activities known to the world community. We will work to create and strengthen formal and informal information systems and exchanges that adhere to the principles of openness and inclusiveness, giving voice to the majority of citizens and reporting on violations of human and environmental rights. We recommend that all countries offer environmental education at the primary and secondary levels, including ecology, consumer education, and permaculture. We will promote environmental ethics education in our schools and in informal learning settings, with the purpose of promoting harmony between all living systems and solidarity among peoples. We will strongly support the establishment of a non-governmental organization whose mandate and operation on environmental emergencies and environmental rights would be similar to those of Amnesty International. Knowing that military expenditures, the arms trade, and armed conflict deprive billions of human beings of basic security and well-being, and realizing the disastrous environmental impact of all military activity, including research, development, production of weaponry, testing, maneuvers, presence of military bases, disposal of toxic materials, transport and resource use, aware that research on and use of military weaponry, including chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, contributes significantly to environmental degradation, genetic mutation, illness, and death, recognizing that militarism often leads to the occupation of lands and the denial of human and environmental rights. We demand nuclear weapons be dismantled and destroyed, and that nuclear testing cease immediately. We demand that space activities and supersonic flight, which threatens the ozone layer or releases carbon dioxide, cease. We urge an immediate 50% reduction in military spending. We recommend creation of national civilian commissions with 50% membership of women, which would open to public scrutiny all military activities, expenditures, and research and development. We demand that national armies be converted into environmental protection corps, which would monitor and repair damage to natural systems, including cleanup of the military bases, and be available to assist citizens in times of natural and human-made disasters. We condemn governments that turn their armies against their citizens, leading millions of individuals to become refugees and displaced persons. We will educate our daughters and sons to shun military service of governments which use military power to exploit the resources and people of other nations. Believing that science and technology should be at the service of the many rather than for the profit of the few, and observing that, on the contrary, it is used to harness nature, contributing to the degradation of ecosystems for short-term profit, witnessing the disempowerment of women through lack of access to appropriate and sustainable technology, and the disregard for women's experiential knowledge because it is not considered scientific. Aware that all too often women have been the victims of the misuse of scientific discoveries and inappropriate technologies, we urge the marriage of ethical values with scientific investigation and use, and the development of criteria for all technologies concerning their appropriateness for both women and the environment. We demand that all technology transfer be appropriate and sustainable, with special attention paid to long-term costs and benefits for people and the environment. We will urge support and promote communications strategies for dissembling information on appropriate and inappropriate technologies to women worldwide. We demand resources be made available for research and development of appropriate technologies and training for women. We urge the United Nations and governments to create rural and urban training centers of excellence, north and south, which will serve to disseminate environmentally friendly technologies to women. Realizing that women's purchasing power is a powerful tool for holding the business community accountable for the environmentally friendly quality of their products, and knowing that women can organize swiftly to boycott products or businesses. We will boycott industries whose practices or products anywhere in the world are harmful to the environment or to health. We will promote recycling, reduce consumption of all forms, and purchase only ecologically friendly products. We will engage in campaigns supporting investment in environmentally sound and productive activities. We will reduce per capita energy use by promoting energy-efficient technologies and research, development, and funding of alternative energy sources. Realizing that there may be an attempt to create new institutions to manage the world's ecosystems based on the current economic growth model, and believing that those institutions might not have as primary objective the long-term sustainability of the Earth's species and ecosystems, knowing that new institutions would be costly and that funds would be better spent in repairing damaged ecosystems and providing sustenance to those who live in them. We call for the creation of a permanent United Nations Environmental Commission to serve as ombudsperson, receive individual complaints, monitor compliance, and enforce principles of an international code of environmental ethics. We urge that all states and corporations that produce toxic chemical agents be required to dispose of their toxic waste within their own borders. We know that the major causes of environmental degradation are economic systems that exploit and misuse nature and people, pollutants, and the waste of industrial and military technologies. We are outraged by the suggestion that women's fertility rates, euphemistically called population pressures, are to blame. Unchallenged, this analysis lays the groundwork for the reemergence of top-down, demographically driven population policies and programs that are deeply disrespectful of the basic human rights of women as guaranteed in the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Also, knowing the number of people plus their consumption of resources plus their waste determines their environmental impact, we recognize that a person in the industrialized world has far greater impact than a person living in a less wealthy nation. Aware that the right to reproductive health and choice is a basic human right of all individuals, we point out that the World Fertility Survey estimates that there are 500 million couples who wish to plan their family and have no access to the means to do so. Fearful of the threat to women's lives by the HIV pandemic and recognizing that women's ability to protect themselves from sexually transmitted diseases and when and if to have children is prerequisite for women's health, self-determination, and empowerment, we condemn any attempt to deprive women of reproductive freedom or the knowledge to exercise that freedom. We demand women-centered, women-managed, comprehensive reproductive health care and family planning, including the right to prenatal care, safe and legal voluntary contraceptives, and abortion. We urge governments, multilateral and donor agencies, to increase investments in comprehensive reproductive health services and to include men as beneficiaries of family planning and education. We demand that all governments systematically alert their citizens to the danger of AIDS and provide them with the information on how to avoid contamination. Realizing that women and children are particularly vulnerable to cancer-causing toxic chemicals, radiation, and nuclear wastes, We demand that research be undertaken on women's and children's susceptibility to cancer-causing agents, and that remedial action be taken to eliminate such agents from all environments. We ask the World Health Organization, International Labor Organization, the Food and Agricultural Organization, national governments, public health groups, and corporations increase efforts to eliminate environmental occupational hazards in factories, offices, and on the land. And that was, Women Are the Mothers of Earth, by the World Women's Congress for a Healthy Planet, which was held in 1991. This is Michael McCusker. Joanne Rideout is engineer of this program. KMUN is having its annual spring pledge drive, so all us volunteer programmers are holding out our begging bowls for donations by the vast listening audience of this wonderfully exotic and esoteric radio station whose lifeblood is its listeners, the majority of whom obviously appreciate KMUN's honest, forthright, non-commercial effort to inform and entertain, as well as enlightened, honestly, and quite often courageously, its volunteer listener audience. So pledge now. This is your own independent North Coast radio link to reality and universal coherence. And speaking of coherence, my voice seems to steadily resemble a croaking frog, another debility of old aging, which obviously is irreversible.
You've been listening to A Story Told on KMUN, featuring Michael McCusker, journalist, activist, former firefighter, and Vietnam veteran. Michael has been sharing essays and poetry on A Story Told since 1987. For 30 years, he published the North Coast Times-Eagle newspaper out of his home in Astoria, Oregon. Michael currently shares his work and the works of other authors from his home on the Central Oregon coast. Join us here next week for A Story Told.